Hello and welcome to Zig When They Zag, a podcast for business leaders obsessed with growth.
Recorded as we were preparing for the fourth quarter of the year, Kevin Ring and I reflect on why we think some great business leaders get stuck on marketing. We find that some of our clients are unable to make decisions on starting a campaign, or they get stuck in the middle of a project, struggling with indecision. We unpack that and see what we can do to make it easier to move forward. Enjoy!
Tell you why I like the topic. We have some clients of ours that have been with us for a very, very long time. Facebook memories showed me a picture of me and Brandon. We look very young and optimistic at their office opening party where they like revealed their new branding and all this stuff. And I mean, that was like six years ago, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. And they've, we've done their website twice. We managed their marketing for a few years and then they hired internally, and they are mostly an in-person business. In fact, that one of their biggest clients, the tech company that doesn't have any employees in their office right now, so they can't do any of their in-person work in the office. And so they laid everybody off. It's just them, the founders, and they're working from home on a digital product. And really, they wanted to talk to me because they missed me. They just wanted to talk to another business owner because they've been really lonely the last 4 months. So we talked for about an hour and a half, and we were talking about how they get stuck and don't move forward with things. And I was like, what do you think is causing you to get stuck and not move forward with things? And they said, the problems seem too big to solve. Like, when it comes to their new digital product, they were thinking, I don't know if we have it priced right. I feel like we customize the offering every time somebody asks us for it. So it's exhausting to sell. And I don't know how to position it. And I don't know how to package it in a way that's easy to communicate. And they just had all these big marketing questions, right?
Yeah.
And I said, it sounds like you've got problems that are solvable, but you need to work on a process, work through a process to solve it, right? And it made me think this is a good topic to talk about, because I think you being in the position you are where you're selling to new clients coming in, the sales cycle is pretty long with us, especially this year. But I think that the reason why clients don't just jump on board right away is because they're like, you really can solve this problem? This problem has been unsolvable for years. What makes you think you can solve this problem? So I was kind of thinking we could just talk about all the ways great leaders get stuck on this stuff and how to talk through unsticking them.
Yeah, no, I think that that's great. And I love solving other people's problems. Ask my wife, I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
I'm really good at listening too, which is actually my better marital skill. But this is actually a topic that I've thought a lot about, I've researched a lot about. Actually, I've put a lot of my own development in figuring out ways to solve. So
yeah.
I'm super excited and actually feel myself perking back up out of the corona fatigue that is plaguing me
right
now.
Your post-apocalyptic downer.
I'm just tired of waiting for more things to be uncertain, right? Which is part of what I think why people get stuck is just the uncertainty. So here's my spiel. There are three reasons why people get stuck. Ignorance, indecision, incapacitation. So either they don't know and they're just blocked by all of the unanswered questions, right? Which is exactly the situation that you described with talking to your friends last night. Indecision, there is some internal crisis that is preventing them from taking that next step, which is usually kind of combined with ignorance. But it's an anxiety, uncertainty about the future that, because of the way our lizard brains work, we freeze, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, a lot of people think anxiety is a negative thing. It's actually a really great survival tool because you're keeping yourself safe. Mm-hmm. The problem is that in this day and age, our brain doesn't know what really is dangerous. And mm-hmm. so we end up getting anxiety about things that aren't necessarily dangerous. But just because we're experiencing anxiety doesn't mean that it's bad. It's our brain keeping us alive. And then the third one is really indecision, right? There's just some thing holding them back, whether that's, you know, the dynamics of their decision-making process, whether that's, you know, lack of resources, you know, maybe it's you know, just timing, things like that. So really, you know, in that situation, it's helpful to take kind of a step back and say, okay, what's the dynamic here? What's holding me up? What's blocking me to move forward? But for me, when I think about how ignorance, which I only use that word because it starts with the letter I and it helps me remember what the things are, but it's really lack of information, right?
Right.
For us, I think what happens is there is two problems that happen for companies and business owners. Mm-hmm. One is they don't have expertise or a ton of experience in terms of all of the secondary supporting activities that make their business work, mm-hmm. right? They're typically the idea or salesperson. So they know how to communicate it. They know how to come up with the solution. They know how to create value, which is fantastic, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to communicate the value, which is mm-hmm. one of the challenges. Or there is so much information these days online about what you should be doing that they don't know where to start, right? Because, and I have this conversation a lot, is you can figure out marketing yourself. Mm-hmm. It's possible, but the amount of time and effort it will take to figure out the right marketing for you, you don't have as a business owner. It's right. too risky of an endeavor. So for us, one of the things that we do is marketing shouldn't be a black box, right? We partner so that you learn as we learn, right? We don't know you. We don't know your expertise. We need to get to know you, your tone, your brand, all of those things so that we can be an effective partner. We want you to learn from us too, mm-hmm. right? And so I actually just got off of a client presentation where our director of marketing walked through an SEO audit. And it was great because she's like, sometimes I go too fast, and just the looks on their faces were like, what are we supposed to do with this information?
Yeah.
And even for me, that's not my realm. Yeah. And so I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that information? And I work here. But we don't want to hold things back from you either, right? And so one of the things that I firmly believe in is this sounds counterintuitive, and as the owner of this company, you're going to hate this, but it should never be hard for a client to quit us, right? Because mm-hmm. there are situations where it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And if we are about companies growing and succeeding, us holding on to clients or making them hold on to us doesn't do anyone a favor and doesn't actually align with the purpose of why you started this company. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I don't want clients to leave. And our strategy for that is amazing service and to have a lot of fun, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't own any of your intellectual property. We don't own any of these things. So we want you to be fully equipped because our value comes from you entrusting us to do the work, leveraging our expertise. I mean, there are people at this company who do marketing, know more about marketing than me, and they're fantastic. That's what you're getting access to. And so, you know, one of the things I think you can do when you're stuck is just ask for help, right? Mm-hmm. And so that I think is one of the strategies for business owners who are stuck. Just ask. Yeah. And you don't have to, go ahead.
I was going to say.
I'm super excited about this topic. So. I guess you want to talk too.
I mentioned it to you earlier when we were talking about this topic, but it reminds me a lot of the last, you know, when I get really stuck, I usually get stuck in financial things for this business. It's not my strong suit. And I was so stuck a few years ago that I didn't even know what questions to ask. So you feel like you're not prepared to maybe really reach out to a service provider because you don't know what to ask. You just know that there's this big looming problem and it's really causing your business not to move forward.
Yeah.
And so I think that might keep people from reaching out initially because they don't know what they're asking for, but we're consultants, right? If they call us, all we do is ask questions about what they're trying to get to. What are you trying to achieve? What's the goal here? And then we're able to help them kind of put the pieces together so they can see that there is a process. And that's what it reminds me of. And I think it is scary. You're supposed to have all the answers when you're in charge of things and people in a company and you don't have all the answers. Maybe it's just easier to not do anything.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah.
Psychologically, that's called delayed decision making. Mm. So I don't know about you, but I own a garage, and in that garage is pretty much 20 years of my life that I'm not currently using, right? There's some old family stuff too. So, you know, 40, 50, 60 years, if you include like my parents' stuff, and I actually have my grandparents' wedding anniversary in a box in the attic.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all of these things that just pile up. And every time I would go to try and solve the problem of I can't utilize my garage because it's overwhelming, anytime I step into that process, it's actually an emotional effort because I have to remember and think and then decide, like, what do I do with this piece of paper that my daughter drew when she was 2 years old, or this letter that my wife wrote to me when she was my fiance, right? Like, it's similarly in business, even if you know what you should do, to actually sit down and start can be so overwhelming because of the risk, right? And the fear of what if I get this wrong? What if I, you know, invest in all this and it doesn't work out? And then so you delay that decision making because if you didn't have that, you know, emotional attachment to your business, it'd be easy to just like, I need to do this now. I need to implement this now. And so much of business owner procrastination is really just the combination and interplay of uncertainty that comes from the weightiness of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think part of the challenge for us, particularly as a service provider, I mean, we do definitely have the benefit of we don't carry the same emotional weight. We do acknowledge and respect the risk, the weightiness, value the goal that we're helping you towards. But for us, we can sit and process through these things with you objectively.
Yeah.
And so leveraging kind of our experience and our strengths to say, okay, listen, these are the considerations. But again, that takes partnership. And for us, I think the other thing that kind of limits people in terms of their ability to overcome that is their busyness.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is really difficult to disrupt the disjointed flow of our day-to-day life to actually like sit down and do the big rock work.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what we do is big rock work, right? We're That's helping great. Transform your company from word of mouth growth to $1-3 million to planning systematic invested in growth to $20 million. So that 5 years from now, you have this amazing business that you've built.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Taking this vision from small startup to industry And then the longevity of this is something that you can run, this is something that you can step away from, but yeah. you created this. Like it is not something that can be done in a week.
Yeah.
Or should it be done in the week?
Yeah.
Right. And so for us, we want to walk through that process intentionally.
And I think one of my favorite podcasters, Blair Enns, he says this a lot, the thing about there's no regrets, right? Because any action yields information. And so he personally likes working with business owners who are willing to just jump into things because he knows that it's either going to work out or not work out. If it doesn't work out, you learn something, you move on, you get to do yep. the next step better. And when I think about marketing, that's, you have to have kind of that mindset to do marketing in the first place. Because even if we think we nailed it, there's going to be things we need to fix. It's never going to be perfect the first time it, like first campaign runs, the second campaign's a little bit better. You know, year three is better than year one. And I think you have to have that mindset. Just action yeah. yields information. So take action and
yeah.
bite it off in pieces, right?
Yeah, I think some of the best just advice or even framing of that I've heard is don't aim for the finish line, aim for the start line.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, because it you don't, like, I wouldn't expect any business owner, actually there's a couple that I would expect to be capable of this, to just be like, hey, let's go run a marathon, right? Yeah. So first off, I would never say that. So if I do call 911 because something is happening cognitively.
He's mid-stroke.
But the reality of it is that, and I think to your point, is it is not, you don't have to figure everything out. Nor do you have all the information to figure everything out, nor is all the information available to you.
Right.
And so part of our process is to kind of intentionally walk through even the discovery of like, hey, let's learn these things together and mm-hmm. fine tune what we've talked about to make it appropriate to what's real, right?
Yeah.
Let's validate what we're talking about. And if I can go off on a nerdy little tangent,
of I think course.
thank you. I know why you hired me. The prevalence of this among business owners, I think, is a systematic result of the way that generationally we've grown up, where we didn't really develop a lot of emotional maturity. And so for a lot of
us... Speak for yourself. I know you are, but what am I?
There you go.
Yeah.
And so when we come to face with that discomfort of the unknown, we revert to this kind of like fight or flight, lizard brain, this is unsafe. Mm. And the reality of it is that what is a rational decision, it should be an information gathering process, becomes an emotional decision like I talked about a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to combat that, not only do you have to recognize, like, I don't have to map out the course and know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I can take the first step and then decide that next step once I get there. But really pay attention to emotionally, why is this so scary to you? Like, what is going on? And just acknowledge the risk. Like, I'm not a armchair psychologist, so I'm not going to tell you how to get in touch with your inner child and all of that. Though I guess our first episode was about forgiving yourself. So maybe I'm being a little bit hypocritical.
And I have heard you on consultations with prospective clients, you know, you're trying to figure out why they haven't made a decision, right? And you end up having to unpack some of this a little bit with them. But I think they appreciate that you empathize with their position, you know, and that you're not judging them for not moving forward. You're just trying to help them overcome the hurdle to get
to
the decision point, right?
I mean, I hate the culture of entrepreneurship and business owners that we're currently in because it is so celebratory of a myth. And so
the rise and grind myth?
Yeah. And so we're comparing ourselves to this unrealistic expectation of like, I can do this. And it's actually pretty damaging. I mean, I love the clients we work with because, you know, part of our persona that we target, who we call Mr. Hot Dog, the business owner has been able to grow this idea, right? Mm-hmm. And so there is a tremendous value and opportunity inherent to that. But going to that next stage, no one would assume that what got you there is going to get you to that next stage, mm-hmm. nor is there a formula to just follow. Like, we have a process, but it's all about discovery, learning, and fine tuning. And so personal advice for me that's been extremely helpful whenever I run into just frustration or difficulty planning, and the best example right now for us as a business is, what is it going to look like in August? Because we would love to come back to work, mm-hmm. but on top of, you know, not knowing whether or not the state of Texas is going to be open, mm-hmm. we have the added difficulty for a lot of our staff of what are they going to do with their kids? Mm-hmm. That just creates anxiety because I don't have information. I can't make a decision. And one of the best tips and tools in that is decide when you're going to make the decision. Mm-hmm. So it gives you back that sense of control. And so even for us, we talk a lot about the phases in the process because we don't have to worry about when things are going to happen unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, it's a little bit of nuance, but man, being stuck is just so frustrating. And I think so easy to kind of blame yourself for, right?
Right. I think that's definitely true. And I think, you know, I was just thinking about one of our prospects that we just would love to work with. And it's been almost a year since I met him the first time. And I can't believe it's been that long. But every time, instead of just getting started where he feels comfortable, you know, I think he thinks this is going to be, he's making a decision that affects the next 5 years of his life. I appreciate that he's put that much weight on it. You know, that he's like, am I really committing to them forever? Do I want to get married?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, can we just do a strategy project together so you figure out where the opportunities are? Yeah. but I think our willingness to like make our process fit where they're at and make sure they have the roadmap so they feel comfortable, but also making it the right size for their company and letting them start in little pieces are all different ways that we've tried to help them overcome this. It's very, very common that we have clients that sign up, you know, 6 months, a year after they start talking to us. They just get really weighed down by the decision. And then that's a year of growth that they didn't get, which is the painful part, you know, or they've lost something in that year that we could have helped prevent. You know, it's interesting. And it's, I wish we could say, just do it. Just give it a shot.
Right.
Yeah. So what were the other two I's? The first one was ignorance.
Ignorance, we talked about indecision.
Right?
And so ignorance is really just acknowledge that you don't know, mm-hmm. and ask a lot of questions, you know, get involved in the process. Indecision is recognizing that what is a rational decision has become an emotional decision. Mm-hmm. And so seek more information, give yourself permission to not answer the question now, decide when you're going to answer it. And the last one is incapacity. And that situation is a lot harder because it's something external is blocking you. Mm. And so it's really difficult to think about what's helpful with regard to that because in those situations, you're not in control, right? Mm. And so for me, when I think about in terms of coaching, which is part of what I consider the value that we do, right, is mm-hmm. is we're helping with the transformation of leaders as they grow. I often think about and talk about where are the boundaries, right? What can you control? What can't you control? Mm-hmm. And just being able to help people take their eyes off of their frustration of being stuck, to just kind of process through, like, okay, how do we move some of these barriers? How do we remove them? How do we address that? Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing too is even how do we have these conversations, right? Which is an interesting one because isn't necessarily the scope of our services traditionally, but I definitely had a conversation with a client about they are trying to implement marketing responsibilities throughout a larger organization.
Yeah.
And they just don't know how to position it in a way that still respects the autonomy of the different divisions out, you know, on the spoke. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, we can help you with that. Like,
yeah.
One, we can provide you kind of the information and the guidance, you know. Two, we can be the bad guy if we need to be. But mm-hmm. more importantly, like, our job is to be communicators. Why don't we help you communicate mm-hmm. these things, right? And so I think part of it is just acknowledging that, you know, marketing is about communication and influence, and some of the things that need to happen, you just need to have a realistic understanding of what's going on in those situations, and then come up with efforts to communicate that are going to be effective. And I'll kind of end with this, because I actually have this conversation with my kid a lot, because he's a really ineffective communicator, surprise, as an 11-year-old boy, because he wants what he wants and will ask for it, and ask for it in very respectful and mature ways, but doesn't acknowledge or empathize with the bigger picture of the, you know, network of people that he's involved in, our family, yeah. which is exactly the situation. Like, he's blocked from getting what he wants.
Yeah.
He gets frustrated. And so for me, it's oftentimes like, well, one, don't take it personally, right? Because that the emotional reaction, just you can be frustrated, but think about all the perspectives, right? So-and-so on the other end may not be out to get you. They may be out to get you, but either way, don't let them dump into your yard mm-hmm. and have you lose that control. Second, and this is marketing to a T, they don't care about you. They care. They care most. That sounds terrible because I'm talking about our family. Every
poor kid. No wonder why he's so ineffective.
Can we scrub that? I'm sorry, buddy. We love you so much. So much.
You said your family doesn't listen to this, so
yeah.
I think you're safe.
Yeah. No, but, you know, in business, like, they're thinking about themselves. They have mm-hmm. just as many problems. They're probably stuck too. How do you really understand who they are, what they're trying to accomplish, how your need, offer, whatever you're trying to accomplish aligns with theirs, and communicate it that way? I mean, that's the essence of our audience discovery process, right?
That's right.
Because
it doesn't seem so scary. The big questions that people don't know how to answer with their marketing suddenly seem like there's clear answers to when you can go through that process.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the friends I was having that conversation with last night, they said, you know, I listened to one of your episodes with you and Kevin, and I just thought, I wish I could borrow Kevin for a little bit. And I said, you can. By hiring us to do strategy.
There you go.
That's how that works.
There you go.
Anyway, you'll probably get to meet them soon.
That'd be exciting. I love helping business owners get unstuck, right? Because y'all do so much great work that I get really excited about your ideas and just seeing the potential in it and the best way to move it forward. So, we love doing that.
Well, thanks for sticking around for this conversation.
Yeah, seriously. And now my future feels so bright now that I got re-engaged with something I'm passionate about. That's actually really fun.
There's still hope. Businesses will go on.
You know, one of the parts of my job I do love is asking clients about their business, because you can tell when the passion comes out.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's just so fun to watch people be engaged in something they're good at, something they love. They love the possibility and opportunity to do. I mean, that's really the best.
Have you ever talked to this probably hasn't come up for you yet, and we'll do a podcast on this sometime, but clients who aren't passionate about their business. A couple of those have come through. I would love to talk more about that maybe in an upcoming episode.
And now I'm back down low again.
Yeah. And on that note.
Womp, womp.
Stay safe. And we'll get back.
Stay sane.
And stay sane. Keep on keeping on.
I feel like it changes every episode.
Yeah, I think it does.
Keep Austin weird.
Keep Austin indoors. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Well, see you soon. And enjoy your new hot dog marketing mask.
Oh, thanks. It's too welcome. Far out of frame to show off, but I'll be rocking all the swag.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Check us out on our website at hotdogmarketing.net/zigzag. You'll find more information and you can watch the video series there. You can tweet me anytime at @Jessica_markets. Rate us and find more episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again.